Every 10 years, Sonoma County redraws its district lines, and we're nearing the end of that process right now. Joining us on the KSRO live line is Sonoma County Supervisor Chris Corsi. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Supervisor.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm all right. So some new maps were introduced at your meeting yesterday. Can you tell us what those differences are from previous maps?
Well, quite a big difference. And the focus of the meeting was one map, and it appears to be the direction that the majority of the board is going. And it's very different from pretty much everything we've been looking at so far, in that it still focuses on bringing the Roseland and Moreland areas of southwest Santa Rosa into the third district, which represents the center part of Santa Rosa. But this one, instead of exchanging Roseland and Moreland in the fifth district to move Roanoke Park into the fifth district, it actually moves downtown Santa Rosa, parts of the junior college area, Coddingtown, Railroad Square, into the fifth district, which stretches now from Highway 101 in downtown Santa Rosa all the way to Sea Ranch.
Now, when we look at this newly proposed map that includes parts of Santa Rosa into that fifth district, is that bringing up sort of the same issues that Roanoke Park was objecting to about being lumped in with West County?
Well, one might think, but we don't really know because the public hasn't had a chance to see these maps yet.
Mm-hmm.
This map was made public about an hour and a half before yesterday's meeting. And, you know, we didn't have anybody complaining that, we're urbanizing the 5th District or that we are, aligning the West End neighborhood, say, with Sea Ranch and that doesn't work. Those were the kind of arguments that were being made about the Citizens Commission map that we have been looking at for the past month or so.
Mm-hmm.
Those same arguments weren't made yesterday, but no one had seen this map before.
Right. Yeah, there hasn't been time really to digest it. So you said that most of the board is backing this new map. What is your position?
I am in favor of the map that was put together over months' time by the Citizens Advisory Commission. The Advisory Redistrict Commission is the proper name. That 19 very diverse individuals agreed on unanimously to present to the board. I believe we need to honor that work. We asked them to take a look at this with an equity lens. They did it transparently. They did it diligently. What we did yesterday was done in a couple of hours by the board, with a demographer who was anxious to get off the phone and go to another meeting. The process was not fair and transparent, in my opinion.
So why has this process been so difficult for the county in terms of redrawing these lines? Is this similar to what the county has experienced in years past with redistricting?
No, in years past, the Board of Supervisors would appoint, a few department heads, like the district attorney, the auditor, and they would get together and draw new lines based on the census, which is what triggers all this.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a fairly perfunctory process. This year, with new laws in California, with an advisory commission made up of 19 people, they recommended something very different from what a few department heads from the county would recommend. And the reason it's hard is because change is hard. It makes people uncomfortable. It raises all kinds of what-if questions. And I acknowledge that it's hard and uncomfortable. But I think we're at a time in our country right now, in our community where change is needed, and we need to accept some discomfort and accept some change if we actually want things to change.
Mm-hmm. So tell us what the next steps will be now with this map that the majority of the board is behind.
Well, we'll have a meeting next Tuesday, December 7th, where we'll consider comments that come in over the next 7 days. But I suspect that, that this board will have the majority, or this map will have the majority of the board's support. And it will be adopted. Final deadline for getting all this done is the following week, December 14th.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell us, is there a place for the public to view this map and actually be able to zoom in to see where the border lines are?
Yes. It's if you just look up Sonoma County redistricting, and have some patience to find your way toward, look for a link to interactive maps on that.
Okay.
This particular map is very non-transparently labeled 3.
RP split 3. Okay, that's the one to look for. We'll see if we can link that up and post this interview and a link to that map at ksro.com. We know this was a short notice to get you on the air this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Michelle. It's my grandson's birthday today.
Ah!
He's going to be born. He's going to be born any minute, so please celebrate his arrival.
Oh, well, that's very exciting. Congratulations. Is this your first?
It's actually my third grandson.
Nice. Well, congratulations. We're super excited for you. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. That is Supervisor Chris Corsi telling us a bit about the process of coming up with new redistricting maps here in Sonoma County.